For that reason, I now call House Bill 1262 for a hearing. It is to establish procedures to resolve certain disagreements regarding overhead or underground facilities and crossing railroad right-of-ways. Representative Jerry Lang, Representative J.P. Dunafin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm here to simply ask you to amend House Bill 1262, otherwise known as a hog house, but hopefully this will be a relatively odorless hog house. I call your attention to the recent Rural Electric magazine in South Dakota. They did a wonderful little story about the history of the hog house. And according to LRC, in 1921, Senate Bill 342 was introduced to construct a hog house at State College. Its original cost would have been $10,000 for buildings and improvements on State College Farm to be used for hog houses. But instead, they gutted it and put in an appropriation for $29,000 for payments of the expenses of the members of the legislature while absent from their place of legal residence. So here we are. I'll share this with you. It's kind of interesting, aren't you?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative J.P. Dunafin, District 33. I am very grateful to Representative Lang for being so gracious in allowing us to use this vehicle this evening. 47734 is adapted from the Model Business Corporation Act, which is in place in South Dakota and most of the states of the Union. Specifically, it provides for liquidation of the assets of the corporation where deadlock or there are acts that are oppressive, illegal, or fraudulent, and where there is a misapplication of waste of the assets. The North Dakota Court and others have said that beside the power of liquidation, the court has lesser equitable powers, allowing attorney fees in a minor way to keep the majority from bringing their power because the judge could stop their action or make them pay from their fund where they have been oppressive to the other stockholders. I have personal experience with this, and I think it definitely helps the minority shareholder in a corporation. And it only adds to grant or deny reasonable attorney fees, whether or not the corporation is liquidated or not. And I would respectfully request former Representative Mike Demersman join me here.
Granted.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Michael Burt Demersman. I'm a registered lobbyist. I'm from Rapid City, South Dakota, but I'm appearing here on my own behalf and as a practicing attorney. This statute becomes important. It's one that has been interpreted a great deal around the country. In the state of South Dakota, we have had much less litigation concerning rights within a corporation, so the statute that you have before you has not been interpreted as often as it has in many other states. There was a case in North Dakota which also has the Model Act. The case was Valvik versus Sylvester. The interesting thing about that case is that the trial court found that the majority stockholders had been oppressive to the minority stockholders, and he called for liquidation. The court, and that case has been followed in South Dakota, the court said liquidation is too tough. That lets the minority then exercise extra control over the majority. And within the power to liquidate are many lesser powers. And the lesser powers that were laid out by the court were that within the power to liquidate and lesser than the power to appoint a receiver, the power to appoint a special agent, besides the liquidation, the retention under judicial guiding, the order of an accounting, the issuance of an injunction to stop oppressive action, and the paying for cost. The bill that you have in front of you simply is an attempt to say to the majority stockholder, you had better be careful because what you do may not be so severe as to cause a liquidation of the corporation. But if the judge has found that you've been unequitable and unjust in this situation, he can require corporation that you pay for the attorney fees of the minority holder. The statute is actually broader. It says that the judge can grant or deny attorney's fees to any of the parties to the action. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Demersman. Any further proponents of the proposed amendment on House Bill 1262. Any further proponents? Seeing none, we will close the committee hearing to proponent testimony and open it for opponent testimony to House Bill 1262 with the proposed amendment. Any opponents? Seeing none, I'll close the committee hearing to opponent testimony and open it to questions and answers from the committee. Any questions from the committee? I'll give you a minute to read the amendment. Any questions? Representative Napoli.
Mr. Demersman, can you give me an example of, was there a specific reason why this is being brought before this committee tonight?
It's being brought to you because there is a problem that exists in the state of South Dakota, and it's been recognized. I wish we would have started earlier on it, but I think it's a valid use of your legislative powers to correct this action. I think this is a proper committee to have it before.
Representative Napoli.
Just another quick question, and maybe I'll try to make it a little more clear. Is there a situation that this is happening right now that this needs to be addressed?
I don't know that there's any particular situation. There are probably several situations going on in South Dakota right now where the minority stockholder is in this type of a situation.
Further questions from the committee? Representative Vicarious.
This is the first I've heard of this amendment too, and I guess I was just wondering if there was anybody actually that was here to testify on the original bill, 1262. You know, it does have to do with REAs and railroads. And
you raise a good and valid point. Let me just see from a show of hands, and I'll direct this question to Representative Lang. Are you aware of anybody here who is here to testify on the original bill? And I would ask the audience as well, is there anyone here who wished to testify on the original bill? I see no hands. Further questions from the committee? One last time, any further questions from the committee? Seeing none, we'll close the committee hearing to questions. Representative Dunafin, I'd give you a minute or two, which you defer. Thank you very much. And I'll open the committee to discussion and or action on House Bill 1262 and also the proposed amendment. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I would move the amendment.
Representative Olson moves. Representative Glinski seconds the proposed amendment. Discussion on the amendment. Hearing none, those in favor shall signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. House Bill 1262 is amended. Further discussion and or action? Representative Vicarious.
I realize that we've just moved the amendment and voted for it, but I'm wondering, where is the germaneness to the title of the bill in this amendment?
There is a title amendment. Representative Dunafin, would you care to speak to that?
It's Rule 514, no motion to amend a bill is in order unless it is germane to the subject expressed in the title of the bill. And this title has to do with an act to establish procedures to resolve disagreements regarding overhead and underground facilities crossing railroads. And we're talking about reasonable attorney's fees for minority shareholders.
Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I recognize the speaker's objection. However, we do have a long-standing tradition of if the committee feels that the amendment is germane, that it moves forward. And since I'll employ my debate skills here just a little bit, since we're talking about disagreements, I guess I would argue that disagreements between majority and minority shareholders would apply. And whether you're a majority shareholder in railroad or some other corporation, would seem to me that you could make this apply generally if the committee had a desire to do so.
Even the chair wants to commend the minority on that one. And the chair rules that the minority leader is absolutely correct. And you may challenge the ruling of the chair if you'd like.
Well, that may be used against you later this session, Mr. Minority Leader.
Representative Olson.
It's because I'm sure it's going to be used against me later in the session, and I have no problem invoking it now.
Further discussions on the amended bill. Representative Blansky.
Does that mean that we're eliminating the second line of the title?
We will have a title amendment, Representative Blansky.
It's on the bottom of here.
So, hearing no further discussion, I'm sorry, Representative Dunwald.
You didn't hear it. I got a question for the sponsor.
Yes, sir.
Can you give me a compelling reason to vote for this?
Well, you know, I really think it does protect the minority members. Take an example of family corporation where the minority member may have 48% and the 52% disagree, he or she disagrees with that individual, and they gang up on the minority shareholder, and they use all their assets to hire attorneys and do everything, and the minority shareholder has no retribution, has nothing to recover, because we do not have attorney fees in the act. Now the judge is the arbitrator on that. He or she will make that decision. But right now they have nothing in statute to give them that power to do that.
Further discussion. Hearing none, the question before the committee is House Bill, the do pass motion on House Bill 1262 is amended. Those in favor of the motion, you don't have, I'm sorry, I thought Representative
Sherman.
I'm sorry, Representative Olson.
Do pass.
Thank you, Representative Olson. Representative Olson moves do pass, and Representative Junkie seconds. Amended House Bill 1262. Further discussion on the motion. Representative Napoli.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd really like to vote for this, but boy, we've moved to Hog House that we have no germaneness, of course, and now we're moving into a bill that, you know, I guess I'm just not really sure. I mean, I'm just really unclear about where I'm going, where I'm going to end up. I'd like to vote for this, but I think in the present, you know, other than, yeah, I think you ought to vote for this, I guess I haven't really had a really good enough reason other than, I guess I'm just uncomfortable with where we're going, and so therefore I've just got a question in my mind whether or not I'm going to vote for it.
Further discussion. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I recognize there's some of that. However, we've done this before in this committee and other committees where we've taken a bill that we think deserves a further discussion or perhaps consideration by the entire House and moved it down to the floor. I think as a courtesy in this particular case to Representative Dunafin that we move it down to the floor and let her make the case down there, and if she can make the case, fine, and it can go to the Senate for their collective wisdom, and if she can't make the case, that's fine too. But when we're backed up at the edge like this, we have one of two choices, and the one choice is to kill a bill because it absolutely has no merit. The other choice is to move a bill along that perhaps has merit and let the House decide. And frankly, there's a few items on the agenda today that I'm not in full agreement with that I'll be voting for tonight because they deserve further consideration on the floor. And, you know, I think to extend to one of our colleagues that courtesy on a bill that clearly has a legitimate purpose, a bill that clearly is a gap in our law, is not an inappropriate thing to do.
Further discussion. Hearing none, the motion before the committee is the do pass as amended motion on House Bill 1262. Those in favor of the motion shall signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. And the secretary shall call a roll.
Representative Brown?
No.
Dunwald?
Aye.
Dunafin?
Aye.
Icarius?
No.
Blansky?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Jaspers?
Aye.
Junkie?
Aye.
Michaels?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Smith?
Napoli? No.
Peterson?
Aye. Motion carries 9-4. Is there a second?
Second.
Representative Dunafin moves. Representative Olson seconds. The title amendment, which is 1262 RTA. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Carries.